This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Meredith Kane is here today. Dan Menigan is also here. Hey, we just got off the line with Gary Barnett, Colorado color commentator, former head coach, was at Northwestern as well.
Strong comments.
Yeah.
Real strong.
Jeff, I got to be honest with you. This Shedeur Sanders, to me, is probably one of the biggest question marks I think I've ever talked about. I mean, 3 weeks ago, you'd look online and like all these mock drafts for whatever they're worth, and you know it's a mock draft, right? You're guessing, but
sure.
How many people had him picked number two by the Browns?
Well, early on, more than a few.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go in there and go, oh, looks like Shedeur Sanders. Maybe these guys are right. I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you get to draft day, and now all of a sudden, he is way down there.
The prognosticators, I heard maybe one person say that they thought he might be able to drop, that he might drop to the third round. You know, when somebody said they might drop to the second round, it was like, wow, really? And he went in the fifth. I mean, it's stunning what happened to him, only based on what everybody thought going in. And let me throw a bone to the media here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, when media reports stuff, you know, like, hey, this guy is going late in the first round. He's going wherever. He could drop to the second. He's going to go in the second round, whatever. They're not making that up. They're getting it from somebody. So the fact that the guy dropped to the fifth, man, was just, I think, stunning. I really do. And I think Gary Barnett's comments, especially at the end there, were really interesting. If he finds some humility, he has the tools to get it done.
But then he also, Gary early on, said this is what college football is now. I mean, let's face it.
Kids running the show.
Yeah.
There are guys, and you see it all the time, and I guess it's okay. You know, I guess it's okay. There's a young guy who did a really nice job for the University of Akron basketball team this year, James Okonkwo.
Okay.
And this is just talking about players today.
Mm-hmm.
James just transferred out of Akron and is transferring to Utah. It's his fourth college. West Virginia, North Carolina, Akron, Utah. That happens now in college sports. And that's exactly what Gary Barnett was talking about. Nothing against any program. That's just the way things happen now.
Right.
And, you know, you have Shedeur with two schools. And you have Shedeur playing for nobody but his dad as his head coach in college. And, you know, Deion is nothing.
But he did give Pat Shurmur a lot of credit.
Well, and that's,
yeah.
That's
Gary
good.
Barnett did, yeah.
That's good. But you have a guy who played for his dad as his head coach. And he probably would have been the starting quarterback regardless, okay? Let's be honest about that.
Right.
But he didn't have to win the job at Jackson State. And he didn't have to win the job at Colorado. If you recall, when Deion went there, Deion said, and I'm bringing my starting quarterback with me. Shedeur is our starting quarterback.
Yeah, he told all those kids to enter the portal.
Get out of there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so Shedeur better, and I can't think that he would show up any other way, but I don't know him. So, but know the situation. You went from possibly being the second quarterback taken in the draft. I mean, some early on had him as the number one pick, Andy, going in the fifth round. If you show up with any sense of entitlement, you're gonna get cut. You're gonna get cut.
Okay, so I would say that in most cases, Jeff, I would say that for any fifth round pick.
Exactly.
That you're saying that, but then as I said to you in the break, I go, well, it's still a bit, and I keep saying to myself, this is still a business. Where is he in jersey sales? And you quickly knew the answer.
He's third right now. But Andy, the NFL prints money. And I know jersey sales is a nice little thing. Okay, so you sell some shirts with his name on it. That's not enough to keep a guy around if he comes in and he's a complete nightmare. Not enough to keep a guy around. Not in the NFL.
Well, if they would have drafted him higher, I would have said there's probably a feeling that he directly impacts ticket sales. But because they waited till the fifth round to draft him, I don't know that that same impact is there. And I don't know if you, I mean, when Johnny Manziel came to town, I took a lot of heat over this, but I just said, I didn't say he was a good football player. I didn't say he was a bad football player. I said he made the Browns relevant because people would be talking about the Browns and because I knew they would. We all knew that.
I don't think Shedeur Sanders makes the Browns relevant. He's a fifth round pick and he was a good college quarterback. At not a premier football program.
But we're also taught, he made them into a almost premier football program, though, didn't he? He put them on the map.
They're not a premier football program. They're an okay football program.
Well, his dad being there puts them on the map, too. That team, like, you're going to tell me there isn't a kid in high school that doesn't say they want to go play at Colorado, go play for Deion Sanders? You know, just had the number two player in the draft selected for him? He's Deion Sanders. They know him from commercials. They know him from all over the place. And now all of a sudden you're a high school kid who's a standout that wants to have the opportunity to go place. I mean, no matter what you say, Deion upped the value of that program by millions, if not more. And so a premier is relative to what does that mean? Do people know who the Colorado Buffaloes are now that didn't before? Yes, they do. They do. And because of Deion and because of Shedeur and because of Travis. So, I mean... Colorado's not sitting at the bottom of the big schools anymore.
And they're also not sitting at the top. Not anywhere close.
They're there. And by the way, you're going to tell me you don't want them, you don't want to pick them up for a television game?
Not now. They don't have Travis Hunter and they don't have Shedeur Sanders.
They still have Deion, and that's going to be a reason why networks are still going to want to pick up Colorado. If he stays, I mean, who knows how long he's going to stay there now? That's another question. But I see the reality that you're trying to see, and I get it, and I understand that, but they're still relative because of the Sanders name. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, if he comes in and he's he's not going to last.
So here's my dilemma. I mean, we're talking about a guy that, you know, again, early on, you said even number one, number two, number three, whatever.
Well, that was some of the rumbling.
That ends up being a fifth rounder. Now we sit here and we talk about, Shedeur Sanders, if he has a good camp, he's got a chance to be the starter here next year.
Well, that's because we don't have a quarterback.
But I mean, you're talking about both sides here, Jeff. I mean, on one hand,
Brock Purdy was the last guy drafted. He went to camp, and Kyle Shanahan looks and says, you know who our best quarterback is? It's him. It's not Trey Lance.
Yeah, but
it's
no.
him. And so if Dylan Gabriel comes in and does the same thing, Andy, he's the guy. If Shedeur Sanders does the same thing, he's the guy. And now, can they do that? The one thing we know about Dylan Gabriel here, well, we know several things. Number one, the Browns like the total package better than Shedeur Sanders. So... I just think it's minuscule, but there's a slight edge there. The other thing is this. From all accounts, that dude is nothing but prepared. He is prepared. And take a look at his track record in college. It's phenomenal. He has phenomenal stats. And he won some games. He is going to be the initial challenge for Shedeur Sanders. And if they get into rookie camp next week and Dylan Gabriel looks like pretty good quarterback and Shedeur doesn't, well, then you can just pencil Shador in as number.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Four.
I understand your point on Brock Purdy, but I don't think it's pertinent here to Shador Sanders. No one was saying Brock Purdy was going to be a top pick in the draft, and no one across the country really cared about what Iowa State football. I mean, seriously, you would talk about not being
if not bigger than Colorado.
No way. There's no way, Jeff. I'll go back and look at the ratings.
Ask Carmen.
Okay, there you go. Exactly. So now I'm even more right that, you know, if you're looking at television ratings,
they're very comparable programs.
But they're not television ratings-wise.
Ratings doesn't win a football game.
No, but it gives you the value of understanding who a person is. No one who was crying for Brock Purdy. Nobody. Who was crying for Shador Sanders? A lot of people. People want to see.
What do you mean crying for?
Who was saying? Oh, did anyone go out and say, not once did I hear on this station, oh my God, the Browns have to draft Brock Purdy, whatever it takes to get him. I don't care, trade anybody. The Brock Purdy is not Shador Sanders.
No, Shador Sanders is a hell of a lot better, as it turns out.
You were in two different worlds here, Jeff. The world I'm telling you about is the one where Shador Sanders was someone who was coveted, that players that people wanted out of college.
You're talking about perception. I'm talking about reality. Reality is Brock Purdy's become a pretty damn good quarterback, and Shador might become one.
But what was Brock Purdy in college? That's
pretty
what I'm saying.
Pretty damn good.
So you can only compare Shador Sanders to the point that he's at in his career, and you can do that against Brock Purdy. You can't project. You can project, but you don't have the numbers yet for what Purdy's done in the NFL compared to what Sanders has done, because he hasn't done anything yet.
Well, that's the point. He has to come in and win the job. That's what my initial point was. Purdy went into camp and beat out the guy that they traded up for. They traded up to get Trey Lance. They gave up number one picks to get Trey Lance at number three, and Brock Purdy beat him out. And Shador Sanders has the exact same chance here. The exact same chance. But if he doesn't do it, then he's not going to stick around. I mean, are they going to keep four quarterbacks all year? Yeah, maybe.
But if
he comes in and he's not a good guy and he's a pain in the you know what, they're not going to keep him around.
If Brock Purdy failed, Jeff, no one would have cared.
Well, no. If Shador Sanders fails, nobody cares here. He was a fifth-round pick.
People will still care if he fails.
Okay, fine.
That's perception
instead of reality.
Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, if you don't learn from your past on what things are, I mean, does Jimmy Haslam want to sit here and say, oh, man, we did it again. We brought in a circus again.
Pick, Andy. It doesn't matter. If the kid comes in, and as Gary Barnett said, brings in a humility and a work ethic because he said he certainly has the talent. Great. Come on in and win that job. Man, Andy, I'm pulling for the kid. I hope he comes in and kicks butt. You know why? Because my team needs a quarterback. And I don't give a hoot which one of the three guys it is. If it's Flacco, there's a major problem. If Flacco's your starting quarterback, big problem. Nothing against Joe. It's just that a 40-year-old...
God forbid he does what he did when he was here last time.
A 40-year-old beats out Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders. Oh, boy. So who are we taking in 2026? And that's okay, because you have the ammo to do that.
But you're assuming they're going to lose then, if you're concerned about who the quarterback is for next year.
No, I'm not.
I mean, what if Flacco comes in here and does what he did last time, and the team is successful?
Well, he didn't in Indy. And he didn't with the Jets.
Man, you love going to the negative.
He didn't with Denver. He didn't with the Jets. And he didn't with Indy. He's been with four teams since he left Baltimore, and he played well one time.
But there was a sense of him being comfortable here in Cleveland that he was able to bring back something that he wasn't able to do before.
You already said Pickett's going to be the starter. I agree.
I think Pickett is going to be the starter.
Yeah. I agree. If Flacco's the starter, you've got a problem.
We'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. I mean, it is going to make for a lot of fodder here over the next couple of months.
Oh, is it ever?
So.
Is it ever?
right, I do want to go back and talk a little bit more about what Mary Kay had to say and what Gary Barnett had to say. We're going to play some of those cuts when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.